Trump selects former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy to serve as Secretary of Transportation. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 18, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump announced Monday that he has selected former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy, R., to serve as the Secretary of Transportation. In a press release from the Trump Vance transition team, Trump praised Duffy as having been a tremendous and well-liked public servant who advocated for fiscal responsibility, economic growth, and rural development. "I am pleased to announce that former Congressman Sean Duffy, from the great state of Wisconsin, is nominated to serve as the Secretary of Transportation," Trump said in his statement. "Sean has been a tremendous and well-liked public servant, starting his career as a district attorney for Ashland, Wisconsin, and later elected to the U.S. House of Representatives for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District." The press release continued. "During his time in Congress, Sean was a respected voice and communicator in the Republican Conference, advocating for fiscal responsibility, economic growth, and rural development. Admired across the aisle, Sean worked with Democrats to clear extensive legislative hurdles to build the largest road and bridge project in Minnesota history. As a member of the House Financial Services Committee, Sean played a key role in shaping and strengthening economic policies and ensuring transparency and accountability in government programs. Sean's leadership extended to championing the needs of families, farmers, and small businesses, especially in rural communities. He will prioritize excellence, competence, competitiveness, and beauty when rebuilding America's highways, tunnels, bridges, and airports. He will ensure our ports and dams serve our economy without compromising our national security, and he will make our skies safe again by eliminating DEI for pilots and air traffic controllers." Duffy, who is married to Rachel Campos Duffy, a co-host on Fox News's Fox and Friends Weekend, announced in August 2019 that he was resigning from Congress to spend more time with his family.